Om Shanti, good evening. On behalf of all the first timers, I'm honored to welcome Sister Suman for this ring ceremony briefing. Sister Suman is a senior meditation teacher and management trainer of the Brahma Kumaris. She is the national coordinator of the education wing and trainer in value education. She is the coordinator for all the programs that are held in Gyan Sarovar for Indians and foreigners throughout the year. She came in contact with Brahma Kumaris at the tender age of 5 years with her parents. Sister Suman is fluent in English, Hindi and Kannada. She is also an expert interpreter of these languages. We extend you a very warm welcome.
So, Om Shanti once again. Nice to see you all. So, how are you feeling? Fine? Just fine or? Amazing. Very nice. Okay. So, where are you? Where have you arrived? Baba's home. Our home. Anything else? Where have you arrived? Where have you come? Our home, okay. You're feeling that it's your home? The deep feeling is there? Yeah, the feeling of belongingness is there. Right? Because the vibrations here is of Baba and all the children who are here. All the people who are here are Baba's children, right? And there is no, here we don't have the feeling of, okay, this is mine. Okay, this is ours, but it's also Baba's, right? It's Baba's and that's why it's mine. It's not mine, that's why it's Baba's. No, it's Baba's and that's why it's mine, right? So, and that's the reason whoever comes here, have this feeling, and especially when first timers, when I remember one of my classmates, you know, in my university, when they heard that I got dedicated into Brahma Kumaris, and they were imagining that, okay, Sister Suman would be in a hut, and you know, should be penancing, and you know, they won't be having anything to eat or you know, something like that. They had all types of weird visions, and one of the person he had the chance to come here, and after when he came here, he saw, oh, I had completely different picture of you, right? So people feel that, okay, spirituality means that, you know, they have a different thing, but when they come here, they all have a different picture of this. Yes, and that's why we are the pampered children of God, right? And Baba doesn't give any other difficulties. He doesn't ask us to fast, or he doesn't ask us to stand on one leg, or do that type of tapasya or anything, but just Baba says, remember me with love. That's it. But the result of it is so high, right? Just by remembering Baba, we are becoming Satopradhan, completely Satopradhan, who are going to become deities, right? Now the Iron Age soul who is completely degraded just by following Baba Srimad, just by following Baba discipline and his teachings, this soul who is degraded completely, Tamopradhan, in the Iron Age world, that soul is becoming worthy of going into Golden Age. Right? It's so amazing, and this is the power of Baba's knowledge and meditation. Right? It's such a high achievement that we are receiving sitting here comfortably. Right? And are we fortunate? How fortunate are we? How fortunate are we? How fortunate? A lot. A lot in the sense? Multi million times. Right? And in Hindi, they say, in every step, you earn multi millions. Har kadam mein padam. Padam is multi millions. So every step that we take, every decisions that we take on Baba's, in Baba's knowledge, then that earns us, that brings us multi millions of income. Padma padam. Right? So we are so fortunate. Why? Each one of us, each one of Baba's child is multi-million times fortunate. Do you feel that? You feel it? Yes. Why? Why are you so fortunate? Or sometimes do you feel, oh, I'm very ordinary? Huh? Yeah, we are getting Baba's teachings, knowledge, and all his treasures, all his powers, going to be a deity and going to be so elevated, not only in the future births, but also in this birth. And not only in one birth, but for the entire cycle. Right? We are earning our income not only for one or two births, but we are accumulating our fortune for the entire cycle. This is the foundation for our next cycle. Right? So we are creating that fortune for our future. Right? It is so elevated. And that's it. And Baba has chosen us for that. There are so many people in this world, but out of so many people, multi million, trillions, how they are, but among them, only fistful, right, are here in following Baba's Srimad, who have arrived here, and they are the chosen ones. You are the chosen one to be going to the golden age. Sometimes I ask, did you choose Baba or Baba chose you? Did you choose Baba or Baba chose you? Baba chose us, right? Because, yes, he found us like a needle in a haystack. That's so much true. And sometimes when I go to the market, I see so many people there who are shopkeepers, who are residing here in Mount Abu for many, many generations. Now they are the third or fourth or fifth generation living here in Mount Abu. We feel, oh, they are so nearby, but they are, you know, thirsty still. They haven't experienced what we have experienced. They are so nearby. But people come from so far away lands, spending so much money and energy. They come here, but those who are staying here, they have not recognized Baba. It's a fortune, right? So Baba has chosen us from different countries, different religion, different everything. But we all belonged to that one original deity clan, right? So we are so fortunate. And to achieve that high, because whatever studies, even in the Laukic world, when you have to study higher studies, you have to follow some disciplines, right? If you are wandering and you are distracted, you are not focused in your studies, then you won't be able to score high marks, right? you are not able to pass the exams in your university or your school. So here also, this is a university, right? This is an education. This spirituality is also an education. It's not just a gathering where we listen to, we say, oh, very good, very good, very good. And then we go out and forget everything and we just start to leave our old ways of living. No, here we have come to transform ourselves, right? To change our sanskaras, to educate ourselves with that education. So here also we are studying and we have to follow certain disciplines to achieve that level, right? So here, what are those disciplines? Of course, you have arrived here, you have come here in Baba's home. Definitely, your center instruments must have narrated you or discussed with you all the disciplines, and that's why you're following them for these many months, and that's why you are here, right? Well, because tomorrow is the ring ceremony, and ring ceremony is all about commitment, right? Committing to one Baba. So it's not just an ornament on the ring, on the finger. It's not just a ring on the finger. It's a commitment to Baba. Yes, Baba, I'm going to follow all these disciplines. So you have been following all these disciplines for the past 1 year or few months, or maybe 8, 9, 10 months. So how are you feeling? How are you feeling? Progress. You're feeling light? Yeah? Do you want to continue that in your life? Yeah? Because it's not the renunciation that we are not focusing on our renunciation, we are focusing on our fortune, right? If we want to achieve more fortune, we have to let go of certain things which are becoming obstacles in our spiritual journey. So we have to be following all the disciplines which help us on our spiritual journey. Why others are not asked to follow these disciplines? Because their aim is just ordinary, right? Their aim is not there, not to become a deity, not to become an angel, right? Their aim is to be happy in this life, earn well, be good. That's it. Just for this birth, they have their aim and objective. They have that thing, but not as high as we are having. So when we are having that high aim, so that our disciplines are also like that. Right? So the first and foremost, as a Brahmin, the foundation of a Brahmin. What is the foundation of a Brahmin? Of a Baba's child? What is the foundation of a Brahmin life? Purity, right? Purity is the foundation of Brahmin life, and purity brings peace and happiness. Without purity, we can't elevate the soul to that level. So here, purity is on different levels, right? First of all, Baba emphasizes here is about celibacy, right? Because when I follow purity, when I follow celibacy, our intellect raises high, our energy of the soul gets elevated, and that's the reason Baba says you have to be following purity, so that we don't drain out our energy quickly. That's why even in the scriptures they say lust is the greatest enemy. Next comes anger. But the first one is, and that's the reason in the world now why the degradation is happening so drastically, is because of this vices, right? So now, if we have to radiate that, those vibrations of purity and power, the soul has to accumulate that energy from Baba. And it is not difficult, because Baba, the Almighty Authority, is with us. When I develop all relationships with one Baba, Baba is my father, Baba is my teacher, Sadguru, beloved friend, when I experience that deep relationship with Baba, with Shiva Baba, so I don't need that physical relationship. I don't need that physical intimacy, because I am very close to the Almighty Authority. Whatever the soul needs, it is drawing from the Almighty Authority. So the soul is becoming complete from Baba's love. So this becomes easy when I experience Baba's love, right? And then soul accumulates that energy and purity and elevates itself to a different level. That is the first and foremost that we need to commit to. And the second level of purity that Baba speaks of is the purity of food. Right? Because why does Baba emphasize this on purity of food? Here you have seen in Gan Sarovar and in Panda Bhavan, in the Yajna, even in the centers, we don't allow any others to cook for us. Right? We cook for ourselves, and the yogis cook. And you have tasted the food here, right? Do you feel the difference? Do you feel the difference? It's very ordinary, but the energy level of this food is high. Why? Because the people who are cooking are yogis. The thoughts are pure, are powerful, and that's the reason it's the energy is there in that food. And as the food, so the mind. Right? It affects, food affects the mind directly, because of we intake food and it goes directly into the body. And it affects the mind directly. We have been hearing about this, right? As the food, so the mind. So, if I have to transform, if I'm on the path of transformation, if I want to create positive and powerful thoughts, then I will have to have pure food. And what is the definition of pure food? What is the definition of pure food? Cooking in remembrance of Baba. And? Yeah. No garlic and no onion? Huh? No. No non-vegetarian food. No intoxicants. Right? So why all this? Because those are categorized as a tamopradhan food, which pulls the mind into body consciousness, more into body consciousness. So satopradhan food is all about the energy. So when we renounce all these and cook food in Baba's remembrance, we are radiating that energy into that food. And also, it's, of course, there's no non-vegetarian, no onion, garlic, no intoxicants, and then cooking in Baba's remembrance. And the next step is offering bhog to Baba. Offering bhog to Baba, when we offer, of course, Baba doesn't eat. He doesn't have a body. But it's just a feeling of gratitude that whoever is giving me, can I offering him with gratitude and filling the food with that energy, Baba's energy, the feeling of gratitude, and then consuming it. So that will have really powerful energy in the food. And then consuming it in Baba's remembrance. So when we follow these steps, you can see drastically you see the changes in yourself. Changes in your way of thinking, changes in your feelings, changes in your attitude. Everything you chase, feel that energy within. And the third level of purity that Baba really emphasizes on here is a practice that whenever we go to the toilet, we take shower. It's just, you know, of course there are toxins. We get rid of the toxins. And also it's like getting rid of all the negativity there. So this is a practice that we have been following whenever we go to the toilet and we take shower and come. And also, these are the three levels, and along with that, all these are the physical levels. Of course, spirituality is much, much more deeper, but this is the first step. When we follow these physical steps, then it helps us on a subtler level of transformation. And the next discipline that Baba wants us to do every day as a student is waking up for Amrit Vela meditation. Right? Why do we meditate? Why do we remember Baba during Amrit Vela? And of course, during the day we remember Baba. But why do Baba emphasize on Amrit Vela meditation? Why is it? To fill us. Is it not possible during the day? Okay. Yeah, environment is clear. Yeah. Yeah, more easier. Yes. The connection is easier because majority of the people are sleeping. And that's the reason the environment is, to a certain level, it's positive. It's not so negative as during the day. So that's the reason during Amrit Vela, Baba emphasizes that you sit and I'm available there. I take around, go around and see and give all the blessings. Whatever you want to achieve, Baba gives us the blessing during that time of nectar. So, as a spiritual student, we emphasize on Amrit Vela meditation. And the second thing is Murli class. Listening to Baba's Murli. Because there has to be a balance of yoga and knowledge in order for the soul to transform. If I don't understand, if the understanding is not there, but I'm meditating, then the realization doesn't happen. So when I understand deeply, every day Baba tells so many things, right? And when I pick some things from Baba's Murli as a homework for that day, and then along with that I meditate, so that becomes a blessing, and it's much more easier for the soul to transform, because here Baba is helping me to transform. It's not just the effort of the soul who is because of which there's transformation. No, it's my effort to some extent. Maybe it's 20% of my effort and 80% Baba's help. But that 20% also I need to realize, oh yes, I the soul has this weakness. Baba, please help me to transform this. When I realize, then Baba is there to help me immediately. So that's the reason Baba says every day listen to the Murli, because even though Baba repeats the points, but it's like revision for the soul. Right? Baba says, okay, consider yourself to be a soul and remember me. But how much do we do it? Even though we listen to it every day, but how much do we practice? Right? The more we listen to, more we will be able to practice. And how do we listen to the Murli? Of course, on the Zoom we have taken, but ideally, Baba says, go to the centers, visit Baba's centers and listen to Baba's Murli in the center, ideally, every day. But if not possible, because if you are living very far away, then if it's not possible, of course, at least twice a week, if you are able to visit Baba's center, because it makes a lot of difference. You know, Baba's center has different vibrations, right? And home has a house has a different vibration. So it really uplifts us when we visit Baba's centers. So that's why Baba says, together, when you're sitting in the gathering in Baba's center, listen to Baba's Murli. Because there's a help of others also. When we look at the spiritual progress of others, we take inspiration. It's a mutual help of many people. When many people are walking the path together, we don't feel the heaviness. We don't feel the loneliness. Right? So it's a help together. So these are the few disciplines that we are again revising and again committing ourselves to this life. Is that okay? Is that okay? Is that okay? Yeah. Do you have any questions, any doubts, any suggestions, any thoughts that you want to share? Because after this, you will register for tomorrow's ring ceremony. Because, okay, if you're not ready mentally, it's okay. You can commit again next year when you come back. But you can think about it and then you can register if you want to. There's no force, right? But then, it's like Baba's help. When Baba always says that put one step of courage ahead and Baba will take you 1,000 steps. If I don't put a one step of courage, Baba will not take me 1,000 steps. If I say, okay Baba, you only do. You only help me. I don't have the courage to put one step. Then that's not the deal. The deal is, you have to put one step and then Baba will help you. Right? So, if you make that determined thought, and Baba is always there to help me. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So nice. Yeah. That's in many of the Murlis Baba has said that purity is the foundation of peace and prosperity. Without purity, you can't bring peace. If you have any questions, I think it's clear. Okay. You will also get a beautiful crown, you know. All the first timers. Wow. And there is a, it lights up actually. There is a battery here. If you take this out, you know, and you switch this on, there'll be a light on this. So we haven't taken that out, so it's okay. You can take that out and then you can put. So first, I think it's good, irrespective of whether you want to register or not. Okay? Irrespective of whether you register or not, all the first timers will get this crown from Baba's home. Okay? So tomorrow is your ring ceremony. You can wear this for your ring ceremony tomorrow. Or also, of course, you can wear tomorrow. And you can also wear for your welcome session there. So when you will be called, all the first timers will be called in the forward, in the front, later on, towards the end. So you can be wearing this when you're called. Okay? Okay, so first I think Sister Grishma is here from Global Office. She is going to register, whoever wants to register. Okay, so you can come down, come up from here, take this crown and then go down and register with Sister Grishma. Okay, so can we sit in remembrance for 2 minutes and then one by you can come from here. Okay. Thank you.